At this time, I have Adam Jones, your invocation.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And Lord, just give us the knowledge and wisdom to do the business of the nation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This time, we'll have a roll call, please, by April Lindsay.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Randall Hicks.
Present.
David Hill.
Present.
Robert Huff.
Present.
Adam Jones.
Here.
You got five present and zero absent.
Five present and zero absent. Thank you. Next on the steps scoring business conducted tonight by the official. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes of April 20th. Here, second.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Made. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
And we got four in favor and none against.
We have four in favor. That the minutes been approved. Now, the order of business is TR-17-059. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the approval of the policy and procedures for the Muscogee Creek Nation contracting and employment support office. Sponsored by David Hill.
Motion to adopt.
Here, second.
Second.
Floor is open for discussion.
Mr. McIntosh, Mr. Stacy, have y'all received any type of, I know we had an opinion from Mr. Dillinger.
Yes.
So has there been any communication to change anything or any discussion at all?
There hasn't really been much that's taken place since the council meeting April the 29th. Hasn't been any changes, but one thing that I noticed, I think, in the AG memo is that they reviewed the ones that we originally sent, and then so since the amendments were put in, I don't know if those have gone through the AG's review where there was a change to the committee structures. And so there are some additional things that I think we may need to sort out and look through some additional discussions that will need to take place on this. That we would prefer.
So, as of right now, you really don't have anything, right?
No, sir.
Nothing to go on. I mean, this has been going on since February.
Yeah, that's one thing with the law since it's gone into place. But, yeah, it's been 5 months now. We've been operating without the policies and procedures. So, as of right now, we may just continue to operate in that manner.
If it's all right with the committee, what I'd like to do is just go ahead and pass this as we was going to do previously last month. If there are changes, bring it to us. I mean, we'll make amendments, but as it is, they have nothing to go off of.
Okay, so motion now is do pass.
Drive on.
Okay. Any other discussion? Pete?
Nope.
Okay. Motion's to pass. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
You got four in favor and zero against.
Yeah, four in favor and zero against. That's what approved.
As soon as y'all get all that, I'm going to try to get it to as quick as I can.
Next on the agenda is TR-17-071. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a statement of work with the State of Oklahoma for Office of Management and Enterprise Services from the Muscogee Creek Nation Office of Child Support Enforcement. Sponsor is Randall Hicks.
Motion
to pass. Motion to make to pass here. Second.
Second.
Second to made. Floor is open for discussion. You can sit there. You can sit there.
What this is actually is acknowledging that there's a connection. There's a new connection between our tribe's food office and the state information system, and at a later date there will be also a contract that the chief will have to sign. They're starting to charge us per month per user for this, but this initial contract is just for the connection, to approve the connection of it. Okay. They've set up a temporary one for us right now.
Okay. Any questions? Pete? David? Adam? questions? Okay, thank you. Motion's to pass. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Ram Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
We've got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Have 4 in favor and 0 against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is TR-17-073, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing Gaming Operations Authority Board, GOAB, to execute the Second Amendment to the Minimum Lease Agreement with Video Gaming Technologies and Minimum Lease Agreement, Second Amendment with Aristocrat Technology Incorporated. Sponsor is Robert Huff.
Motion to turn down.
Here a second.
What this amendment does is, within the contract, there is a rebate of $1.5 million. And the way the contract is written, that there was a clawback on that, so we were not going to be able to recognize that maintenance rebate. We're going to have to amortize that over 5 years. So what we did is we went back and worked with their attorneys and removed that clawback so we could recognize that $1.5 million as a rebate to the maintenance fee that we have to pay for the Oasis system on a yearly basis. Okay. The second thing was is that there was a $1 million. Yes. So there's a retail value or a discounted value. And so they're trying to make us use the retail value, which is $26 million, for that was what would have to go on our books to be depreciated. So we were able to get it down to the discounted value of $20 million. So that will lower our depreciation on a monthly basis.
Any questions for Andy?
Is that still good because the top of it's got December 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
just changed the date.
We'll
send a new one over.
Or
you can
scratch
it out.
All right. Anything else? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Ram Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
We've got 4 in favor and 0 against.
And 4 in favor and 0 against, that's been approved. Next on agenda is TR-17-074, a tribal resolution of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing the Gaming Operation Authority Board to execute the First Amendment to the agreement with Bottling Group LLC for Pepsi products from the nation's casinos. Here a second.
Second.
This is a 5-year agreement, which is the reason why it's in front of the National Council today. Some of the highlights of this agreement is that there's an annual rebate of $9,600, which covers a programming fee for a spiral unit, which is one of the electrical touch units that you see sometimes at restaurants, whatever. We have them down in our EDR2. So that covers what is basically a maintenance fee that we pay on that, so the rebate is covering that maintenance fee on that machine. We also reduce the bottle water price from 37 cents to 20 cents per bottle. We got an increased sponsorship, so they'll allow us to use, they'll give us some money to use for marketing, and as long as we use Pepsi on it, so that increased from 5,000 to 20,000. So, and they also allow, they donate, so if we have some sort of function that we're doing at the casino or something like that, they'll donate bottles of water or just not to do this with their hearts, so they increased that from 300 to 500 cases. And then there's also a one-time payment of $65,410 due to Eufaula Shakota being on an independently owned distribution center out of McAllister. So we moved them to Tulsa. So whatever, they're going to rebate us back $64,410 for moving to Tulsa.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. Same thing.
The date.
Yeah, effective retroactively April 1st, 2015. So when is it 5 years from now?
What is it? I think that actually we want it to go into effect. Was that for April? What page is that on?
3.
Yeah, we want that to say that.
Yes. Retroactively.
Yes.
So actually 2020 would be the end of it.
Yeah. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, up 4 in favor and 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and 0 against. That's been approved. Next on the agenda is NCA 70-081, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation repealing NCA Title 21 entitled Gaming and creating a new Title 21 entitled Gaming.
Motion to postpone 1 month.
Motion made to postpone 1 month.
Second.
Okay. This will give us time for the OPG and gaming to discuss it a little further. Okay. So.
1 month.
Yeah.
Take your word on that.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
And you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and 0 against to postpone. Now down to item G, referred legislation. The first one, NCA 70-071, is actually a grant, so that won't be part of the approval. So, Linda, guess the...
Mr. Chairman, resolution of interest on the permanent fund.
Okay, so everything referred is on interest on permanent fund except the first one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the for payment of interest on fund on permanent fund for all these ones? 17-072, 73, 74, 76, 7... NCA 1776, 78, 79, 82, 83, and 80. Is there a motion to approve for interest on permanent fund for funding? The first one is for the grant. We don't have to approve that.
Make a motion to approve deferred legislation.
Okay. Interest on permanent fund. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
We got 4 in favor and 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor and 0 against. That's been approved. Moving on down to other businesses, the GUAB. Since this was a short month, the financials aren't in for the GUAB at this point in time, so...
One thing I'd like for Andy to touch on, last night at the our regular GOAB meeting, we received our investigatory phase report back from PMG regarding the family of property. And I'd like Andy to report on the findings that came back as far as that particular report goes and what that report consisted of.
Sure. Also, great. I will have a report in the speaker's office, so I have one on the card to give him, so if you guys want to look at it, it'll be in his office to look at it.
So there's really what the first phase was to look at the civils it was going to take for us to get out of the ground. And at this time, really there's two issues. One is water and the second is sewer. But other than that, we thought it was going to be a lot more expansive than that. It's going to take about $1 to $2 million to get out of the ground to get the infrastructure there.
Hang on.
All the utilities.
Hang on.
Yes.
Do you want that in the executive session? Doesn't matter what you say? Okay, that's fine. Okay, good.
Really that's the gist of it, but again, we're thinking it was going to be more around the $5 to $6 million mark, so that's good news. The city of Shakota, I believe, owns the sewer line, so we're going to have to either figure out if we're going to try to work with the city of Shakota at some point to be able to move the sewer over to the Fountainhead location, or do we do some sort of box anaerobic system that would just basically like a lagoon or a septic system there.
Because the current sewer system was basically a lagoon system utilized by that particular property, and the golf course is now utilizing that lagoon, and with the size of the particular property, the number of guests and just the size of the project that you could possibly put there, we think that it would possibly end with the golf course utilizing it too. So PMG said the aerobic system would probably be the most economical system to utilize. Gas was the other issue. ONG's, the closest line, was 4 miles away on the other side of Texana Road. So you have issues whether you want to contract with ONG to try to get some type of natural gas there, whether you just utilize propane or some other kind of system there on the property. But decent sized water line to the property, electric's there. So it was within the parameters of what you would normally, the cost are within the parameters of what you would normally consider for a project of this size. There were really no huge surprises. So they had asked for approval to move forward with the next
programming phase.
Which will include tribal leadership to try to get an idea as a vision for that property, what we want to do, where we want to go, as a return on investment, you know, in other words, look at the ROI, the size of the particular project, what we want to do, which will include entire tribal leadership as well as game. I'll tell them what else you've been doing.
We've been working on, I don't know if I really want to talk about this in open session.
I'm going executive.
Make a motion to go executive session.
Motion going executive session.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're in executive session, time about 7:45.